SIT rep ISR Iran Hormuz mine threat brief to Congress. Hezbollah strikes Rezimu in South Lebanon. Issued 2:16 Israel time, 23:16 UTC, Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2026. Bottom line, since the prior SITREP, three material developments have emerged. The US House Armed Services Committee was briefed that Iran may have placed 20 plus mines in or around the Strait of Hormuz, requiring up to 6 months to clear. Hezbollah conducted loitering munition and missile attacks on IDF positions in southern Lebanon, and a Palestinian man was shot dead during a settler attack on a West Bank town near Ramallah. Since the previous SITREP, the strategic picture at the Strait of Hormuz has darkened materially. A congressional briefing indicates Iran may have mined the strait with 20 plus devices, a threat requiring months to neutralize and compounding the vessel seizure crisis already underway. In southern Lebanon, Al-Manar reported, and the triage assessment notes partial corroboration via Israeli Channel 15 citation, that Hezbollah resumed kinetic operations against IDF positions, including loitering munition strikes and a missile launch. On the West Bank, a Palestinian man was killed during a settler raid on Deir Diwan, with the IDF confirming the incursion but denying its troops fired. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam publicly characterized Israeli strikes on journalists and interference with rescue efforts as war crimes, pledging to pursue the matter before international bodies. Iran? Congress briefed on 20-plus Iranian mines in Strait of Hormuz. Hormuz mining threat. The US House Armed Services Committee was briefed that Iran may have placed more than 20 mines in or around the Strait of Hormuz, with clearance potentially requiring up to 6 months. This assessment, if accurate, represents a qualitative escalation beyond the vessel seizure operations already documented. Sustained mine clearance operations would require dedicated naval assets and could constrain commercial traffic for an extended period. US blockade operations. US CENTCOM stated that American forces have ordered 29 vessels to turn around or return to port as part of the blockade against Iran. CENTCOM specifically denied media reports that vessels including MV Hero 2, MV Hedy, and MV Dorina had evaded the blockade, calling those reports inaccurate. US Senate vote. The US Senate rejected a fifth Democratic attempt to halt military operations against Iran, per Bint JIL News. Caution source, no independent corroboration in this window. FIFA pressure. The Financial Times reported that the Trump administration asked FIFA to consider replacing Iran with Italy, which failed to qualify for the upcoming World Cup. This is a diplomatic pressure signal rather than a kinetic development. Lebanon Northern Front. Hezbollah loitering munition and missile strikes on IDF. PM Salam condemns journalist killing. Hezbollah kinetic operations Al-Manar asserted that Hezbollah conducted loitering glider strikes targeting an IDF command Humvee and a soldier gathering in Al-Kantara, downed four IDF reconnaissance gliders in Al-Mansuri, and fired a missile at IDF forces in Marun al-Ras. These claims originate solely from Al-Manar, Hezbollah-affiliated propaganda outlet, and have not been independently corroborated in this coverage window. The triage assessment notes partial signal via an Israeli Channel 15 citation within Al-Manar's own reporting. Treat as unconfirmed pending IDF acknowledgement. IDF grenade on rescue forces. Times of Israel reported that the IDF dropped a grenade on rescue forces attempting to extract journalists trapped under rubble in southern Lebanon. This development was flagged in triage but not yet independently corroborated beyond the Times of Israel report in this window. Lebanese PM statement. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam offered condolences over the death of journalist Amal Khalil and stated that Israeli strikes on journalists and interference with rescue efforts constitute war crimes, pledging Lebanon would pursue the matter before relevant international bodies. This represents the first formal governmental statement from Beirut on the Al-Tiri strike since the prior SITREP. Drone strike on Komala HQ. Erbil, behold, Israel reported that an unidentified drone struck the headquarters of the Komala organization in the Surin area of Erbil, northern Iraq. Komala is a Kurdish-Iranian opposition group. No attribution or casualty figures were provided. This is a single-source caution tier report. West Bank, Palestinian killed during settler raid on Deir Diwan. No IDF arrests. A Palestinian man was shot dead during a settler attack on Deir Diwan, a West Bank town near Ramallah. The IDF confirmed the settler raid but stated its troops did not fire on local Palestinians. Soldiers handed Israeli suspects over to police, who opened a probe but made no arrests. Separately, Quds News Network reported Israeli settlers stormed the Alat Mawiyah area in the central Jordan Valley, a single-source propaganda tier claim that has not been independently corroborated in this window. End of SITREP. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com.